Do you have difficulty completing projects? Then this week's episode of the Working With podcast is just for you. Hello and welcome to episode 81 of the Working With podcast, a podcast created to answer all your questions about productivity, GTD, time management, self-development and goal planning. My name is Carl Pauline and I am your host for this show. This week I have a question about a problem several years ago I had, that is being excellent at starting projects and having ideas but terrible at seeing those projects through to completion. It took a lot of self-analysis and introspection to understand why I did that and to change my behaviors so that I would start completing projects. But before we get into that, I'd just like to remind you all that currently I have a spring sale on where you can get my Your Digital Life 2.0 online course for just $65. And if you buy that course this week, I'm throwing in From Disorganized to Productivity Mastery in 3 days, completely free. When you add in the free access to my Email Mastery and Ultimate Goal Planning courses, you get with Your Digital Life 2.0, you are getting a package worth $240 for just $65. I must be completely mad. So go on, get yourself enrolled today, as this offer will end very, very soon. Well, this week, actually. Okay, on to this week's question. And that means it's time for me now to hand you over to the Mystery Podcast voice for this week's question.
This week's question comes from Daniel. Daniel asks, "Hi, Carl. Thank you for all the content you put out. But could you help me? I have hundreds of ideas and I collect all these into Evernote. But when I look at my list of ideas, I realize that I'm just not completing any of them. I think it is because I don't know where to start. Do you have any tips that might help?"
Hi Daniel, thank you so much for your question. Now, I should congratulate you on actually collecting your ideas. Far too many people don't collect their ideas and just leave them in their heads only to see them disappear as soon as their attention is diverted, never to surface again. So what we need to do is to see collecting and developing your ideas as part of a process. You need to give each idea some time to develop. So you collect an idea, and while you are still buzzing about it, you should take 5 or 10 minutes to develop it. A one-line title in your notes app is not going to inspire you very much in a few days' time. So take 5 minutes now and note down some thoughts to give your idea some context. Let's say I have an idea for a new course. I will collect that idea in Evernote and then take a few minutes to jot down the purpose of the course and what I would expect students to learn from it. I would also probably write out a few lesson titles. I know saying that now sounds like quite a lot, but in reality, it's only a few lines. Once I have a few lines expanded my idea, I can leave it. Often I will leave the idea for a few days. For me, if I cannot stop thinking about an idea and I keep adding to the note, then I know it will become a project and I need to spend some time to really develop it. For this purpose, I use a tag in Evernote called Incubator. Now, I should explain about my incubator. This is a tag in Evernote that has no more than 10 notes in it. If I have additional ideas, I can still collect them, but they can only go into my incubator if I move another note out. Now, this keeps my open, active, in development ideas to a maximum of 10. It also ensures that whatever is in there is still relevant. Now, the thing about ideas is that they are only moving forward when you are working on them. It can be easy to collect your next billion-dollar idea into your notes, but over time, if you don't do anything with it, it soon disappears under all the other notes and stuff you collect. So you need to keep them upmost and foremost in your mind. To do this, you should make it a habit to review your ideas, certainly those in your incubator, regularly. I look through my ideas every Wednesday and Sunday when I do my weekly review. I choose Wednesday because by Wednesday I've usually finished creating the content I want to put out that week, and I have time and mental space to think of new ideas. Here what you do is a quick scan. Does anything jump out at you? If it does, open up the note and set yourself 15 minutes or so and really dive deep, thrashing out some concepts and ideas. Get them all written down, add them to your idea. Now, for most of you, there will be one idea that is consuming you more than others. Often when I have a new online course idea, this will be constantly on my thoughts. Because the idea was collected into my Evernote inbox, it is very easy to open up Evernote and see the note at the top of my notes list. I can then add additional ideas to the note as they come to me. Often by the time I reach my weekly review, the note has developed into a long list, and this is a sure sign that this is a project worth taking to the next stage. Now, the opposite can happen too. Around this time last year, I had an idea to build my own Google productivity system. For a couple of days, I was really excited about it. I collected a lot of notes and decided to take it to the next stage and build a project out of it. Now, to build a project out of an idea, what I do is allocate an hour of development time, usually in the early morning when my brain is fresh and it's at its most creative. I go through my collected ideas and pull out all the next actions and list them at the bottom of the note. Once the obvious next action tasks are out, I will copy and paste them into Todoist as a project and allocate time on my calendar for doing those action steps. Now, as I was developing this project, I realized I didn't have enough knowledge of the Google productivity apps. And when I investigated further, I decided that I would need to learn a lot more than I had time to learn. So I abandoned the project. You see, projects can be abandoned at any time. It's best, of course, to abandon projects in their early stages. But for your personal projects that do not involve other people, you are free to abandon them at any other time. You see, you do have to be realistic, Daniel. There are a lot of considerations to take into account. For one, do you have the actual time to do this project? How many other projects do you have going on at the moment? I've found if I have more than three active projects going on at any one time, I'm having to compromise on time to be able to allocate enough time to each one. Now, that's never a good thing. One way to overcome this, if you can do it, is to allocate one project to focus on each week. Right now, I have all my focus on Time and Life Mastery 3, my biggest online course. I have not just allocated this week to this project, but I have given over the whole month. This means outside my regular work, producing this podcast, recording my YouTube videos and writing my blog posts, all other work time is being spent on that one project. I know that for me to get it planned out, recorded and edited, so it can be nearly ready for publishing next month, I have to focus completely on this project. And that leads nicely to my next tip. That is, set yourself a deadline. Of course, with your regular work projects, you may have a deadline imposed on you, but for your own personal projects, you get to control when you complete these. I often see people creating amazing projects and then calling them a hobby project, which is just a get-out clause so you don't have to finish them. If you are serious about the project and it is something you really want to do, then set a deadline. The truth is, without a deadline, you will never finish the project. Okay, so there's quite a lot in this week's answers, so let me summarize what you can do. The first step is to make sure you are collecting your ideas. Remember, if you decide later to abandon the idea, that's fine. That's far better than not collecting the idea in the first place. Once you've collected the idea, the next stage is what I call the discovery stage. This is where you develop your idea. Throw links and other support materials into the mix and be aware of your own limitations in terms of knowledge and time. How long this takes is really up to you. Take as long as you need to really develop the idea. Then leave it for a few days. Let your subconscious mind absorb everything and think about it. Then when you come back to it, you will either decide it's not for you or you will decide to move on with it. Moving on with it means going through your notes you have collected and pulling out all the next actions and moving them over to your to-do list manager as a project. Then Be realistic about your available time and choose the right time to begin working on your project. The key is to really restrict what you work on at any one time. Keep an incubator file for no more than 10 ideas at any one time, less if you can. I used to keep 20 ideas in my incubator, but soon found a lot of those ideas were not getting touched. That's why I reduced it to 10. I sometimes think 10 is too many, but for now it works for me. Finally, I would advise you have a someday maybe folder somewhere. This could be in your to-do list manager or your notes app. Inside your to-do list, your someday maybe folder, you keep all your project ideas and other things you have ideas about, and review this folder once every month or so, looking for something you would like to work on next. This prevents you from losing your ideas and will always give you a feed of new projects to work on whenever you want to work on them. So I hope that answers your question, Daniel. Thank you so much for sending in your question, and thank you to all of you for listening. Now don't forget, you too can have any of your productivity, time management, and goal planning questions answered by emailing me, kyle@kylepoline.com, or DMing me on Facebook or Twitter. It just remains for me now to wish you all a very, very productive week.